Alright, we good?
Yes, sir.
NappyAfro.com.
Alright, what's good, folks? Welcome to another edition of the Frocast with your man Saul Wright, sitting here with the homies Be Easy. Say what's up to the people.
What's up? This is Be Easy, aka Young Barry White.
Yo. Alright. And along with Young Barry White, we have King Germ. Say what's up to the folks, bro.
Hey, what's going on? This is King Germ, aka the Black Victor Cruz.
Oh, ain't that a bitch? serious. Yeah, and I'm just all right. Fuck it. I can't even top those two, so fuck it. This is episode
16.
Joe Montana episode.
That don't mean shit. I think Joe Montana's overrated.
Really?
That's a, they, we'll say that for number 17, bro. You just can't shit on Joe Cool like that, bro. Yeah,
you got to remember, I'm a Ram, so.
Oh, he shitted on y'all for years, so I can understand why you
feel that.
Hey. let's just go ahead and get into the sports end. We talk about the Super Bowl. Those motherfucking New York Giants pulled it out over the Patriots.
Yes. Mm-mm. It's funny to me that the Patriots have not won a Super Bowl ever since they stopped recording people practicing. I just don't understand.
They stole that one from us. Yeah. They decided, you know, they got caught and now they can't win.
Yeah, it's just like ever since they were found to record the Rams, the Eagles, the Panthers, and now that they stopped that, they just can't win. I mean,
but is it cheating? Here's my question about that whole situation. If you can watch them practice, why is recording their practice and recording the games a problem?
I guess you're still in science. It's just like in baseball. You know, I guess it's a, you know, you can't, you know, you're still in science. Basically, like, if I'm sitting here recording the practice and I see you do a certain thing and then I got my recorder guy like, hey, they're doing that play, so this is what's going to happen. I mean, technically, you know, I still have to stop that play, but I have an advantage if I know, oh, it's a pass down and I know they're going to do what this guy's running this route, this guy's going there. So I can see where it's a competitive advantage. So, yeah, it's kind of cheating.
But people do still signs in baseball. I mean, that's why they change it up every so once in a while. People still signs all the time in baseball. You know what I'm saying? Matter of fact,
and those are douchebags when you do that. You know, you're not supposed to do that.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't
think it was cheating. I mean, you know, as a Ram fan, of course, I think it was cheating for the Super Bowl. But being honest about the shit, if you can watch game film,
yeah,
and you can study the game film, and you know these niggas are not changing up their shit every week. It's the same difference. I don't know why, you know, such a big deal, but I appreciate them calling them cheaters and, you know, us having an asterisk by that loss, being like, well, we lost, but they cheated, so I'll take it. But we're doing the same thing the media's doing. We're doing the same thing. We disrespecting the New York Cats by not talking about them winning the Super Bowl. We talk right about the Patriots.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, me being an Eagle fan, I mean, you know, it's only so much props I can give the New Jersey Giants because,
oh my God,
I mean, they're the only team in New York is the Bills, right? I mean, if I'm not mistaken, and they damn near in Canada. Yeah. So, you know, I mean, it's just, but,
whoa,
you know,
whoa, I was. Whoa, I was wait. I can't. I don't mean to interrupt you. I can't let you go. Within saying, so you gonna say the only other team in New York is the Bills, and then skip right over it like I'm not.
Only team in New York is the Bills. The Jets and the Giants play in New Jersey, if I'm not mistaken.
That's true, but don't.
Okay.
I just want you to.
Is that new stadium in New Jersey though? I thought it was in New York.
No, it's New Jersey. East Rutherford. No, it's in
East. Oh, is it?
Yeah.
When the Giants won, they don't even say it. You know, this is for New Jersey and New York. He said it both places. So. You know, yeah, it's in New Jersey.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, I was pulling for the Giants because I really don't like the Patriots. I mean, you know, the only time I pulled for the Patriots is when my son played for him. You know, his little league team got the Patriots. And, you know, it was the only time I pulled for him. But, you know, shout out to the Giants. You know, Victor Cruz, I'm buying me a Victor Cruz jersey. I mean, you know, my son wants a Victor Cruz jersey, so I guess I might get him one, you know, because Victor Cruz is a cool guy. I ain't going to say I fucks with him because then I have to say no homo. And, you know, I don't want Glad jumping on us since they jumping on everybody right about now. You
wow.
I mean, you see what they did to your boy Roland Martin. I mean, hey, he got suspended from his job for saying something about David Beckham that they turned around into being homophobic. And, I mean,
Yeah, but I mean, David Beckham's naked ass was on the Super Bowl. I mean, somebody had to speak out against that shit.
Yeah, I mean, you know, too bad it cost him, you know, is he really, he's not even an anchor or nothing, is he? You know, he's like more of a...
I think he's just a freelance reporter.
Yeah, exactly. He
shows up anywhere.
I mean, because he on Tom Joyner like every morning. I'm like, well, Roland Martin and his ascot, they do whatever they want to do.
Let me ask y'all a question, because I did want to ask y'all this question. Now, you know, if I go to a bar on Super Bowl Sunday, they're playing like fucking Lady Gaga music, right? The halftime show was
kind of bar you in.
No. For some reason,
can't go to the Velvet Spike.
No. For some reason, music like the dun dun dun. That's the music. Shakers. Yeah, they play that. They play that kind of music at sports bars now. And I'm thinking, I'm watching the halftime show, and I'm seeing Madonna, I'm seeing M.I.A. and Nicki Minaj, you know, and then you know, you have the commercial like David Beckham.
Get about CeeLo.
Why do they play that kind of shit for football in the first place? Like,
because they're trying to get the women in it.
But, yeah, you know, more women watch football on that day than any day of the year.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't know. I don't get that sometimes. I just think it's weird that they do a lot of that stuff, you know, when it was probably, what, a 70% men? If
I don't know, it's probably 50-50 on that day. I'm just be honest.
Yeah, I'll see that shit.
I mean,
the puppy bowl and shit like that. Nah, the motherfucking women not really chiming in like that. They tagging along with a lot of their men.
Exactly. But
it's still a male dominated thing. Like, even if they in their atmosphere, they're not paying attention to the shit.
Yeah.
I mean, because, you know, like I had to boot somebody out the house, you know what I'm saying? Because we watching the game, you just having this extracurricular conversation. I said, hey, you're not talking about football. Let's cut it on up. This was a grown person I was talking to. And, you know, they got offended, but I'm for real. I mean, you know, my wife, you know, she likes football. You know, she ain't gonna sit here and she ain't gonna sit here and spit stats to you. But a game on, she know what's going on. And you know, I understand y'all two women want to talk, but my wife looking at you like, yo, chill out. I'm trying to watch this game.
Yeah.
You know, I told her you doing too much talking. Like, hey, chill out. But you know.
Yeah, and your wife also can tackle the shit out you one time when y'all was playing touch football. You don't want to tell that story though, right?
She was playing tackle, not touch. And she kind of got the roles mixed up. Like, you know, every Thanksgiving, you know, we had a turkey bowl. You know, we go outside and we play tackle football. You know, whoever want to play, old, young, anybody can get it. And I was on defense, and my wife was actually on offense. And I don't know why, but I was going for the interception. You know what I'm saying? All of a sudden, she came out of nowhere and just blindsided me. And I was in the air, and she hit me on the side. I mean, at first, because I thought I had tripped over one of the little kids or something, because I was just like, you know, what happened? And next thing I know, I see I had a grass stain on my shirt, and everybody outside was like, ooh. I mean, it was just like, and she's standing over me all huffing and puffing. I was like, what you doing? I was like, you offense, you just can't hit me like that. You know? If I had one done that day, she was going to feel the pain that day. But, you know, she just got her hair done. I told her, I said, yo, next year, your ass is grass. You know, so I told her straight up. You know what I'm saying? I still won the MVP that day. You know, my
team. They didn't have no fucking MVP award. Yes, what the fuck is
have MVP.
You?
We always have
like a fish bone or some shit.
Yeah, exactly.
I got the last piece of red velvet cake. Oh, exactly. You get the last piece of red velvet. You're the MVP. You know?
Hey. No, anyway.
But yeah, back to sports, man. I mean, you know, some shouts out to the Giants. It was a great NFL season, man. Hopefully, you know, damn, we lost to the Arizona Cardinals. That was our playoff spot. I really believe the Eagles would have won this year.
I don't give a fuck about the Eagles. Listen,
I know.
Back to the game. Fuck the Eagles. That pass, Wes Welker should not feel bad at all. That was a fucking bad pass.
No, that was a good pass. No. His hands.
Nigga, it was over the wrong shoulder. He led him, and he threw up the wrong shoulder.
No, if your hands touch the ball, you catch it, period. He had it in his hand. Like Wes Welker said, he said, hey, he's 100% of the time I make that catch. You know what I mean?
But it's called
extraordinary. It's an extraordinary catch. The motherfucker had to do a pirouette and a corkscrew to get in position to catch the ball.
Yeah.
Both hands touched the ball, man. He dropped it.
Also, Tom Brady had so much time. He had time in the pocket. He wasn't, and then he threw it, and then, like, he led him, and then threw it behind him. I'm like, what the hell? What? Now, most of the time, Tom Brady makes that throw, but I guess it's the pressure of the Super Bowl. I don't know. you know.
He's thinking about Giselle. That's what he's thinking about. Breaks off of her when I win this match.
That's what happens when you're trying to throw that shit. He was triple covered.
Yeah.
Like, there was two men under him and one over him. So it was a hard spot to hit.
Yeah.
Which pass are we talking about? The one in the end zone?
The fucking pass.
The pass at the end.
Yeah, the Wes Welker drop.
Oh, yeah. See, easy talk about the one in the end. One in the end, Gronk would have caught that. But, you know, he was too busy worrying about his dance moves at that concert after the game. He danced on stage with his shirt off, you know.
I ain't talking about that.
You call it that a bad pass?
No, you're talking about
the Wes Welker drop, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, okay. No. The one you're talking about is when the linebacker had him covered. That was a bad pass on Brady.
Oh, yeah. Brady just threw that one up, man. But, yeah. I mean, you know, it was a lot of blame to go around that game. A lot of blame. And, you know, I would say the Giants were fortunate. They had a couple bounces go their way. The Crews fumbled. The Knicks fumbled. I mean, it was just, you know, it was just, I ain't gonna say it was destiny for them to win. But, you know, they played the better game, man.
What about
the pass that Eli threw? Jesus Christ.
Oh, man. I mean, the catch, everything, man.
That shit was beautiful.
You know what, though? All this was a precursor, because in the beginning, when he said, I'm an elite quarterback, I was like, he should say that shit. He should say he a fucking... Nobody wants a quarterback to be like, well, I'm okay. You know what I'm saying? I'm at least
But that nigga really was just okay when he said it.
But no, they lost
four games in a row. The motherfuckers were 7-7. If they would have lost another two games or some shit and missed the damn playoffs,
they lost one.
An elite quarterback because he won the Super Bowl. Now he's elite. That's some bullshit.
No,
he's better than his brother. I'll take Eli over Peyton in the playoffs.
Well, right now, I would take me over Peyton right now.
I would take Eli over Peyton last year before he won the Super Bowl. Last year, period.
Last year's season when he led the league in interceptions?
Yes. Give me Eli. He's more
You would take the interception leading quarterback over Peyton Manning. Is that what the fuck you're saying?
Yes.
Based on what, nigga?
Based on Peyton having a losing record in the playoffs. Based on Peyton just not being clutch. I mean, Eli has done two things Peyton Manning has not ever done. One, won two Super Bowls, and two, beat the Florida Gators.
And so, number three, not have a broken neck.
Give me Eli Manning.
And number four, led the league in interceptions. Like, what the fuck are we talking about here? Eli has been inconsistent his entire career.
He's not inconsistent? Eli's bad.
He's been consistently inconsistent. That nigga's awful. And he had one good season. This season, he had an extraordinary season. But the rest of the time, the nigga's throwing up as many interceptions as a touchdown.
But now he got the best receiving core in the league. I mean,
exactly. That's what makes him win two Super Bowls. Defense, best receiving core. That's what happens.
Do y'all feel Big Ben is an elite quarterback?
Not anymore. He was.
No, I'm saying all Big Ben did sometimes was just manage the game. That's what Eli did when they won the first Super Bowl. But he stepped up, though, this year, I think.
Listen, when your team is better without you than they are with you, you're not elite. Charlie Beth, which stepped in, they was handling business. And then when he came back, they gave him the ball and they ended up just carrying on what the fuck was happening.
But Big Ben was hurt and he was playing hurt. And, you know, sometimes that's the thing with Big Ben. Sometimes when he's hurt, he plays great. Mm-hmm. But then sometimes when he's hurt, he plays like a dog. it's like you never know. Like, Big Ben hurt. Oh my God, Big Ben, he did it. You know, like in the Super Bowl, Big Ben was like 9 for 23 for 90 yards. And I'm just like, they won the Super Bowl. He was, you know, he had a terrible game. You know what I'm saying? But it's just, he's a game manager, like he was saying. He just doesn't have to lose the game, but for his team. But sometimes he wins the game. It's just like that throw to Santonio that year. I was just like, it was a bad throw, Santonio. But, you know, it's hard. But no, I don't think Big Ben's elite.
Wow. You're not gonna give me this. Big Ben. Ben, take the Furburger.
No,
I'm not gonna give him no props.
No matter what, when they look at this game 20, 30, 40 years from now, they're gonna say, you know, every time that Eli went against Tom Brady, he whooped his ass. You know, every time they're gonna say that every time. So you gotta kind of put him in. If you think Tom Brady is one of the top five quarterbacks of all time, you have to say Eli's elite quarterback, and he's gonna go to Hall of Fame. He's in the Hall of Fame right
because
now.
Beat him?
Yes.
He's elite because he won.
Yes.
What about the other teams that he didn't beat? What about him leading the league in interceptions? What about him being?
He lost to the Redskins twice this year.
But look though, but in the biggest game, he played better than Tom Brady. Well, Tom,
we got to stop inflating stats because of
fourth quarter. He has
games. The other three quarters and the other parts of his career that happened outside of the Super Bowl, that happened outside of the playoffs, that happened outside of the last four passes of the game. The nigga has a previous history of being inconsistent.
Yeah.
So how can he just be elite because he got a ring? Like I said, if them niggas would have missed the playoffs,
he has two rings.
Two rings.
That means when something.
He had one ring, he wasn't shit. Nobody was talking about him. He said he was elite at the beginning of the season. They was like, what? This nigga high as hell. And when they were 7-7, they was like, what? This nigga high as hell. But then they go on a little hot streak and they win. And they're like, all of a sudden, yeah, he might be better than Peyton.
Hey, you got to look at the four teams they played in that four game losing streak. They played Aaron Rodgers with who went that 59 second drive to win it. Mm-hmm. They probably would have won that game. They lost to who else they lost to in that little streak? The Redskins, they shouldn't have lost that game, period. It was the Redskins, the Packers. I forgot who the other two teams were, but it doesn't matter. But, you know, Eli, man, he's a tough guy, man. I like Eli, man.
He is retarded in the face.
He's 69-50. He's a 58.4% completion rate. And that motherfucker had 25 interceptions last year. Nigga, I watched the games, too. You can't help but see the Giants.
You gotta stop concentrating on stats here, sorry.
Yeah,
right?
Stats
for playing games.
I don't think he's better than Peyton Manning, though. I will say that.
I would take him in one game, give me Eli. I'm just not saying over a season. Give me Eli for one game over Peyton, man. That's all I said. Over one game, I take Eli. If I gotta win one game, I'm taking
Swap the teams. Put Peyton on the Giants and put Eli on the Colts.
Well, Peyton neck broke, so you can't put him on.
A healthy Peyton.
He's not clear to play.
Yeah,
that would be scary. Now.
Exactly, and that's my point.
Because I mean, it's just like Peyton Manning. He's a good quarterback. Like over a season, I would take Peyton Manning. But for one game, give me Eli, man. Because it's just like something about that kid, man. He just, you know.
Hello.
141-67 is all I'm saying.
Did you?
That's Peyton's record.
Oh, man, he's playing the AFC, man. Anybody can win over there.
Jesus Christ, how many excuses y'all got? God damn. Now we got to compete with. Get the fuck out of this shit, man. There's no way. I would trade Eli and Jacobs for a healthy Peyton. Straight up.
Damn. What about. Straight up. Speaking of Peyton, do you think he's going to come back? Do y'all think he's going to come back at all?
Yeah, he come back.
He's gonna at least attempt
the team.
Nah, if he's healthy, I can't see letting him go.
They gonna have to let him go. You can't tie. It's too much money tied up in two people. Cause he said the owner. He already burned the bridge with Peyton. They already. I mean, the relationship is screwed. I mean, you went out there. You said all those things, and you already said, "I'm taking Andrew Luck, number one." Boom. So whoever got the number two pick, Rams. I'm sure it's probably them. You're on the clock.
I'm sure it's
around. That's not sidetracking.
So, I mean, it's just, you can't, you know, unless Peyton, because he said he's going to take a deal with some team, and he don't want any upfront money, so he wants to earn his money. And so basically he's saying, like, we're gone. You know, it's no more Indianapolis.
This nigga Peyton is running for president of the United States. This is all the perfect shit you're supposed to say.
Yeah.
I play for all incentives. I don't even want no upfront money. Yeah, because he's in a contract. That nigga's not going to play for fucking peanuts. Look, he's trying to play his hand. He's trying to make Ursay make a choice. If Ursay's smart, he mends the fence with Peyton, and he gets Luck, and he keeps those fans that built that brand new stadium, and he does what he's supposed to do and make them niggas work together.
But,
stop the bullshit.
But you have to give him $28 million on March the 5th. If not, he's a free
agent.
So
what is Peyton fucking Manning?
Yeah, but that's the thing.
If he's healthy, I'll give him 30.
So you're going to give Peyton Manning $20 million. You're going to have to give Andrew Luck $30 million then. You're gonna have to get Andrew Luck like $20-30 million, and you still need to get sign people on defense. Where's your cap room coming from? You know what I'm saying? Like that's your cap room gone right there.
Plus that first game, he could get hurt. And what did Ray Lewis say? Ray Lewis said, I respect him a lot, but if I know his neck messed up, we're gonna hurt him. Like, he said that. Like, we're going to hurt him.
How many? I'm going to give you guys one shot here. How many games has Peyton missed before last season?
Exactly.
Exactly. And that's why the fuck he's earned the shot for $28 million. That ain't shit.
I mean,
Peyton, if he comes back and is healthy and does half of what he did the rest of his career, you got another two rings from this nigga.
You got another two rings.
I don't see any more rings for Peyton.
I think it's two ways to handle it.
What was his record last season?
What was his record?
Yeah, before the injury. The last season he played, what was the team record?
They were actually in the Super Bowl, weren't they?
10-6. What about the season before that?
I don't know.
14-2.
Yeah.
14-2. The nigga gets you double-digit wins every season since like 2002, 2001?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but yeah, they win a lot of games, but you don't. But you got a losing record in the playoffs, though.
Yeah, because you have to put the right shit behind them.
Exactly.
You have to put the right shit around them.
They don't have a running game. Mm-hmm. They don't have.
They've never had a running game.
But Saul, you don't think that this season proved that they may need to start over? Because that one man can make this almost a fucking win of the season. Like, I think it may be time to change over. I think I would try. I say, you know what? We can't build our thing on one guy. One guy went out.
The reason that it fell apart is because they don't have leadership. You don't have a fucking offensive coordinator. You lost your offensive coordinator and your quarterback's coach, and you did a shitty job of preparing your backups. And instead of going to get a backup that could actually play the game, like your boy McNabb, you went and got Painter and fucking Kerry Collins?
Wasn't Kerry Collins on the couch? They thought Peyton Manning may could come back. I think that's what I mean.
They wasn't banking on Peyton missing the whole season.
And then,
doesn't matter.
I wouldn't either because I drafted Reggie Wayne in my fantasy.
When I heard when he went overseas to get that stem cell shit for his neck, I was like, oh, no.
Oh, he went and got stem cell for his neck?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. He might be done.
Yeah. That's serious.
Hey, cleared that nigga to play.
Of course, they cleared him to die.
They're not going to clear you. Look, NFL's got too many bad PR issues with concussions and shit to clear a nigga that could die on the field.
Okay.
If he got cleared,
he could play.
He going to be like your boy on Futurama. He going to be one of them heads in
charge. He still can play. No.
Yeah, that nigga not going to get cleared for no bullshit.
Oh, man.
It's just... I don't know. I think that the problem this year was with a pussy ass coach. I never liked that coach that they had.
What's his name, Caldwell?
Yeah, I never liked Caldwell.
He was a good guy, man. He was a good guy.
You're good.
Yeah, exactly. He was good and terrible.
We saw how good he was
with getting Painter ready to play backup. Did Painter take any snaps in practice?
Painter had no idea make him the lockout.
He was there for four seasons or some shit.
Okay, let me ask you a question. When did Peyton Manning get hurt? When did he get hurt? Like, did he get hurt like playing golf or something, or did he fall? I mean, what happened?
No, he got surgery after last season.
Yeah, he waited a long time, right, to get the surgery.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So he missed all the preseason.
Yeah, and the healing up is crazy, and the healing just hurt him.
Yeah, three neck surgeries, right? Three.
Yeah.
Yep.
Wow.
He hasn't missed a game before last season, so I guess whatever he thought he was doing was the usual process.
Yeah.
And this time it didn't work.
I mean, Kobe did it with his knee. Michael Jordan.
Shaq was habitual for that. Wait till August to get the surgery. Then I've been sitting
down. That nigga Shaq. His away uniform was a suit.
Shoot.
It was crazy. Hey, speaking of basketball, Saul, you want to talk about
Oh my God, the Larry Bird comment.
There you go.
This is what happens when ESPN is lost. This story has rolled for the past, 32 hours or 48 hours or 70? Like, for real. Larry Bird made the comment. Basically, what he said in this 10-minute special or whatever the fuck it was that LeBron is a better player, far and away the best player in the NBA, but he would rather play with Kobe. I don't see the problem with that, and I don't think he's wrong.
I mean, right now, yes, LeBron is the best player in the league. Kobe is still I agree with Bird. I see what he's saying.
Exactly, and I think when you sit down and look at it like that, it's hard to disagree with that.
Everybody
knows that Kobe
is better than LeBron, but right now LeBron's a better player. So yeah,
Kobe.
Kobe's better. What, like one on one? You mean?
just, I mean, if I had to start a team, you know, I'm taking Kobe over LeBron. I mean, but LeBron got, what, about 10 more years in him, and Kobe only got, like, 3, but, you know, so
The problem with LeBron, what did Perkins say? Perkins was talking about how, like, LeBron wants everybody to like him. Kobe don't give a fuck if you hate him.
Yeah, he Kobe doesn't care. Man, that's the thing. LeBron, you know, last year he played the bad guy. You know, he grew the beard out, you know, all that stuff. He wanted to be the bad guy, and I don't really think that was LeBron, because LeBron, like, he a fun guy. He like having fun, you know, stuff like that. So this year, you know, LeBron's back to business, and, you know, I hate to say it, he's going to win the championship this year, but, you know. But Kobe,
Kobe didn't get that way until after he won his third ring.
Kobe was like that after the first one.
The first half of his career, that motherfucker didn't even talk to the media, for real.
I mean, because it was just like, you know how the little divas are. Man, Kobe came out of high school, you know, and everything. Then he was in that Shaq shadow, and when Shaq got out of town, and they said, this is the Kobe Bryant show.
That's when he became an asshole.
Exactly. He had to become an asshole. He had to start, you know, doing those things, you know, getting the team hype. Because first it was Shaq there, so Kobe didn't have to say nothing. Kobe like, yo, I can sit back. And, you know, because Phil Jackson even said, I coach Kobe differently than I do everybody else. He was like, because he said, when you're great like Kobe is, you have to push him in certain ways. You know, he's like, I like Kobe being, you know, I like my players being assholes. You know what I'm saying? That's what I like.
I don't have
a problem with it. I guess I'm just saying that you have to put everything around it. You have to give it the right context.
Yes. And LeBron
didn't care.
Yeah.
After he got 3 rings and after Shaq was gone and he had to step up and be the man.
And, you know, I want to see LeBron get that killer instinct. I want to see him eat raw meat in the morning. You know what I'm saying? call me crazy, but ever since the Olympics, when Kobe showed them boys how to be a winner, that's when they got good. Like, before then, LeBron, you know, he on the sideline dancing, doing all that. And when they played with Kobe and Kobe showed them the work ethic, like, you want to really be a champion, you know what I'm saying? Let me show y'all boys how it is. And LeBron been better ever since then. But like I said, if he eat raw meat in the morning like Kobe does, Kobe, he goes and just kills a bum and drinks their blood.
Hey, I said it before.
Kobe got a bloodhound tattoo. He like on the hostel. Kobe done that before. No, you know what I'm saying?
Hold on. Did you reference hostel?
Yes, the Bloodhound Gang. That's it. Kobe's in the Bloodhound Gang, man. Be looking at that on him, man. LeBron ain't got his yet.
No. I will say this, and I think I told Jerm this. Big props to the PR department at Nike, because that whole thing with the divorce came in. They pushed out them great commercials, and it took a lot of pressure off Kobe with dealing with that. You know what I'm saying? Now, I mean, you know, like at work, niggas say you're welcome all the fucking time for nothing now. You know what I'm saying? Like, hey, man, that's a good call. You know what I'm saying? I'm on. You know. Somebody called me. And they said their battery is fucked up, and I'm like, I fixed the battery. And then I said, man, it's a good call. I'm like, yeah, I know. They say you're welcome. I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about? Talking about Kobe Bryant. And I mean, those commercials are good. You know, for some reason in my mind though, I think there is one big goddamn like artist motherfucker who like called Drake and had him say that shit in the damn Still Scheming song, and then he had Nike come in because I don't think about the divorce all the time when I see Kobe now. I think about the basketball. I think about the commercials. I think that's a great
because it happened with no scandal. Hey, like it'd be different if it happened when he was. After he had apparently raped that broad in Colorado or some shit. Yeah. It just kind of came out the blue. It was just like, oh, yeah, his wife is leaving. Carl was like, and? and then what? You know, we're going to talk about the goddamn game. There was nothing around it. It was like, you know, somebody farted in the wind. Nobody gave a shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, fuck Vanessa Bryant. You know,
now how you going to leave now?
That's why, I mean, like I said.
Because it hit 10 years.
You should have left. Yeah, exactly. You should have once I cheated the first time and I almost went to prison for rape, and you stayed with me. You can't leave me now for cheating. You know, I'm like you was cool with it then. You know, you was cool with it then.
I was damn near going to jail if you was with me. But now on some regular shit, I don't even know this bitch.
Yeah, but like they said that you know, the rumor going around was that when Kobe first started messing with her, she was underage or whatever, and her family said that if you don't marry her without a prenup, we're gonna press statutory rape charges on you.
God damn.
Yeah, there just can't be a conspiracy for everything.
Look, man, I'm just saying.
If Kobe was fucking with her and she was underage and Kobe was such a major deal, which he was, he got drafted out of high school.
Yes.
And that shit was out there.
And he drafted her out of high school. He drafted her out of high school.
It would have been out there. That's all I'm saying. Wow. Like, there had to be more people in on the take. If this was some kind of cover-up conspiracy, there would have been more people than just her folks.
As much as
they covered them high school kids. Look,
hey, I believe they blackmailed them because, you know, her parents, he paid off all their debt, the house. I mean, you know, they in good shape now. You know what I'm saying?
That's what he's supposed to do. It's his in-laws, and he's a multimillionaire.
But now she gave one house to his mama.
He already bought a house. He had to pay off her house.
No. The three mansions she got, she gave one of them to her mama.
No, that was already her mama's house. That's the thing. He bought her mama's house. That's the thing. She got that house too.
Damn.
Yeah, that's the thing. Kobe, like I said, he paid off all their debt. The house he got, you know, one of the three houses. One was the beach house. One was the house my mom lived in, and one was the house they're currently building. You know, so she got $75 million in property, and you know, she didn't just get cash. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So maybe
he should have just married Brandy and just called it a day.
Yeah, no, I don't know now. Brandy got bodies. So she would have ran them over.
How did that Brandy? Ain't she already divorced once herself?
Yeah.
She done already quit on a motherfucker.
Exactly. Hey. Then Ray J. Who knows what Ray J would have been?
I can't imagine how intolerable Ray J would have been if Kobe was his brother-in-law. Jesus Christ.
We got 10, instead of 7 Bentleys, they got 7.
Oh, my God. Sitting back to back outside. Back to back outside.
We got indoor everything.
Indoor, outdoor pool.
And we going to rate that nigga with Shaq.
Oh, quick question, fellas. Quick question. Yes, this is going to be real fast. Better dunk, the Blake Griffin over Kendrick Perkins dunk, or the LeBron jumping over John Lucas dunk?
The LeBron.
Okay, this one for LeBron.
I don't think there's anything to even think about. LeBron jumped over a grown ass man in a basketball game. That's pretty much it. That's pretty much it.
Okay.
Kendrick Perkins was a roll off play. He was trying to get back and cover it. I wasn't surprised by that.
And then
LeBron
Blake
jumped
really
over a grown ass man.
Then Blake didn't hardly dunk. He threw it in the goal and his fingers grazed the rim. So people are like, but his fingers grazed the rim. I'm like, that's not a dunk. I said, LeBron jumped over somebody, caught a one hand alley, and dunked it. They talk about John Lucas short. I said, I don't care.
I'm 5'11". How many niggas do you know could jump over a 5'11 nigga?
That's easy. It's like, oh, so people just jumping over cats? Okay. I said, all right. Let me find out niggas just jumping over.
Look on John Lucas' face. The look on his face is like, what the fuck just happened? He just turned around.
What do you do? Ain't nobody say nothing. Ain't nobody say nothing. You see motherfucking LeBron coming on the baseline. Ain't nobody say shit. And all you feel is a draft to go over your head. And you look up, and it's this nigga's nuts paws over your head dunking on you. And all you can do is look up at the scoreboard like, damn.
Did that just happen? Because we was having this argument. Everybody saying the Blake Griffin dunk was better, but I was just like, LeBron jumped over a nigga.
Why was he down there? Hold on. Why was he even down there on the
basement? I mean, it was just like, that's the thing. LeBron saw him. He saw lunch meat. He gave Dwayne that sign like, nigga, let's do it. He said, let's do it. Way through in the alley.
I say, look at that. For everybody that say LeBron ain't got no killer instinct, that was some cold shit right there.
I mean, yeah, that was. I mean, but like LeBron said, and then LeBron made it so funny. He's like, oh, I ain't even see him. So you just jump over there and you see him? Word.
That's some cold-blooded shit.
He said, I ain't even see him.
Oh, God.
Like, even when they do the dunk contest, you see them, they have the size up the run-up and shit like that.
Yeah.
They still kind of barely jump over the dude. LeBron was just like, fuck it, I got this.
He's like, I don't want to hurt the little guy.
He skied over the little motherfucker. I
mean, he could have bited him something serious, you know what I'm saying? He said, I'm just going to jump over you something graceful. Ain't no.
Skied him and then just kept it moving. Like, yeah, that's regular shit. Right now, that nigga's playing some unheard of ass ball out there.
When Wade is playing healthy and LeBron is playing, that's some of the most exciting basketball. You know, LA is good. The Lob City is great right now. But when Wade and LeBron is playing, throwing alley-oops, half court and shit like that, that's the most exciting basketball you can watch right now. easily.
And don't forget, I mean, you know, Bosch is still handling business.
Yeah, Friday's yeah. kept
starting for the All-Star team.
Yeah. Shout out to that Spread Germs, Chris Bosch Jr.
Yeah, I mean, he handles his business, and he gets slept on just because those other two stars are shining bright as shit.
Yeah, yeah.
But that nigga handles business.
Yeah.
Knocking
yeah.
down all the shots and shit.
Yeah, he got shine in the very beginning, you know, when Bokum was out, and they beat, and it was just him playing.
Celtics,
yeah.
I want to say it was the Celtics.
Yeah, probably. It sounds like the Celtics. So. Yeah, I mean, I respect Bosh. He's doing his thing.
Well, dang. Well, like we wrapped up sports, man. Let's go to some music, man. I know the Fro Nation's out there like, yeah, they did it again, man. They talked about sports for 30 minutes, 45
God,
minutes.
Shit, that's what happened.
Where's the music? I'm like, I mean. But yeah, man, so, you know, everything was cool on sports thing. Let's go to this. What do we want to talk about music-wise, all right?
The goddamn MTV did another list. We need to start making a list every time they make a list. Get a list. And just redo it. This list was the hottest MCs in the game.
It's just the nominees, right? It's just the nominees, right?
Yeah.
No, they voted on them, I thought.
No. These are this is the pool they voting from, and then from this pool, they're going to give you the top 10. This Sunday.
Oh, I thought they had already finished that shit up.
Oh, no. Shit, I'm mad either way.
This is already finished anyway.
Baby. Exactly. So hold on. So can I read the list, or?
Please do.
Okay. Please do.
And after I read it, y'all give me is a yay or nay. 2 Chainz.
He could be on the list, right?
Yeah. So you want us to wait till, like they say, the graduation, wait till all the names are said?
No. Oh, okay. Each one.
We're
going to
slaughter these motherfuckers one by one. Okay. They should be on the list for 2011.
Exactly. Right?
Okay.
Exactly. Okay. Yeah. 2 Chainz.
Yay.
No.
Why not 2 Chainz?
Come on, dog. Hottest?
He hot.
Before the BET Awards, who was 2 Chainz?
He was the same dude he was afterwards.
I knew 2 Chainz before. He was on the site before.
2 Chainz? That's what I'm saying. He's hot. Like, hot doesn't mean you make great music. It just means...
I'm not saying that. I'm just saying hot. Okay. I hadn't heard of the nigga before the BET.
Okay.
I didn't hear nobody talking about it.
The BET Awards like in June or something, right?
Mm-hmm.
The Hip Hop Awards?
Oh, you're talking about the Hip Hop Awards. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Curtis, 50 Cent Jackson.
Nay.
Oh, what? No.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
No. Why is he even on the list?
Hey, it's payola right there, man.
What? 50? He was on Jimmy Kimmel last night, I think.
Yeah. What the fuck is that about?
I was like, what is he going to do? I said, what are he going to do? Magic stick or something?
And he did a song, Do You Think About Me, that was on his last mixtape. I mean, his last album, almost 2 years ago.
Oh, okay. See,
dude, the last buzz we heard about 50 Cent was when he was losing weight for that role.
Yeah.
And that direct-to-DVD release.
I mean, I think the last news I heard about when he got World Star shut down for the day or something like that.
And it wasn't even him. He lied about that.
Mm. Yeah, it wasn't even him. So, yeah.
Okay.
There's no way he should be on the list.
Okay. Next is Big Sean.
I can see him.
Yeah.
I give him that. Common.
By default, I guess you got to put him on the
list. I say no.
I mean, he did beef with Drake, so.
Exactly. That's the only reason.
And he lost.
I wouldn't call him hot. No. I'd just say he ain't fish grease or nothing.
This is for last year, right?
Yeah.
His album didn't even come out to December.
So, right. Yeah. So, no.
So, right. No, fuck that.
Okay. Drake?
Of course.
Yeah. Okay. Eminem?
No.
For last year?
No,
his album came out in 10, right?
No, but wasn't it?
He did drop. Oh, wait, yeah. Yeah, he should definitely be in there. I forgot about that. His crew released, 3 albums last year?
Yeah.
You're talking about him, not the crew. Him.
Hey, you got to count. You got to count all that stuff in there. Fabulous.
Yeah, I mean, hot.
I'm sorry.
Who?
What? Fabulous. I say yes. He fucked everybody on Love & Hip Hop.
But he did it 3 years ago.
Hey, it was coming out today though. He was going through everybody on Love & Hip Hop. You gotta give him profit. And plus, you know what though? If you go back and listen to the Def Comment 3, No Competition 3, it's better than I thought it was. I listened to it.
Well, okay, Fabulous got beat up by Ray J in 2011. So I have to say no. I'm sorry.
Okay. Okay. Next is French Montana.
I don't like that motherfucker, but I guess he's hot.
New York 2 Chainz.
Yeah, that's exactly who he is.
He's a 2 Chainz of New York, so I, you know, I mean, because that one song he got
to put him on.
Yeah, yeah, you know, because that one song he got on the radio, the Shot Caller, I mean, yeah. It's basically like every rap song cut up, copy pasted, and I mean, yeah. I was like, oh, this go hard right here. I know all the words already. I never heard it. You know what I'm saying? You know,
yeah.
And the video is awesome.
My numbers rap, I guess, whatever.
Yeah. Jadakiss? No.
No.
Wow. He's from New York.
What did he do last year?
Once we get done, I'm gonna give you the reason I think that everybody's on this list. Now, and this thing gets stupid after this one, but Jay-Z, yes, of course.
No.
No. Come
on. Jerm, he's just hate. Don't even.
Jay's not hot anymore.
Okay,
hot.
That's fine.
Jay's popular. Okay. That's the difference between hot and popular.
Okay. Anyway, Jim Jones.
What?
Exactly.
Besides the show, where is Jim Jones?
Exactly.
I mean, his girl probably more popular than him.
Yeah.
Next,
Kanye West.
Yes.
Of course.
Yeah. Lloyd Banks?
No.
What?
Yeah. He's on the list.
Man.
Yeah. Yeah. Lil Wayne.
Jim Jones' mama probably popular than him. Yes.
Yeah. Lil Wayne, yeah. Yes. Now this.
Yeah. You just need have to say Weezy yeah. Belly, man. Stop, yeah. Man.
Now he's popular. He's not hot. The one.
Wayne, hot.
Yeah. The one that's scratching everybody's head, Maino.
What?
Yeah. Maino made the list.
No.
Okay.
No fucking way.
Okay. After that, Meek Mills.
Has an agenda.
Exactly. Meek Mills is up next.
I can say Meek Mills.
Yeah, Meek hot. Meek hot right now. Nas.
But is he hot on music or is he just hot because his name is?
I mean, he's hot. Have you listened to the Chase mixtape? I just listened to it like a couple weeks ago, and I mean, it's like Meek Mill's hot. I mean, yeah. You know, the college kids love him. I mean, every time, you know, I go eat lunch with my wife, I hear somebody rapping, you know, something yeah. That house party. Yeah. Plus, the little two kids on YouTube.
Yeah.
They're on House Arrest. Shout out to them niggas.
No, that's on Warstar. That shit on YouTube. That's on Warstar.
Oh, yeah, excuse me. On Warstar.
That shit been on YouTube for a second.
I guess then. I mean,
yeah, also, too, I want to say that Rick Ross, you know, and I think everybody noticed. I'm a Boss song. Ross wasn't on that song at all when I first heard about it. And Meek Mills brought it to Ross, and that's, you know. So Meek Mills has an ear for beats, too. You know,
I give you that.
Yeah.
That's good shit.
Next up is Nas.
No.
As much as I like Nas, no. Not for this year, no.
96,
Nas,
yes.
I'm gonna put this shit out there. Nas is probably the top rapper to get by on one album. Or than anybody else in hip-hop history.
You know,
I think Nas is that dude.
It's almost like if you're a theater student and you say you hate Shakespeare, you can't say that. You have to say, if you like hip-hop, and you got to say, I love the magic. Nas is the best rapper ever. You have to say that. You just have to. After him is Nicki Minaj.
Of course.
Of course.
Okay, another head... Exactly. Another head scratcher, Red Cafe.
Who is that guy?
What? I haven't heard from Red Cafe since like 2008.
Hey, I mean, he just released his mixtape Hell's Kitchen. It's not bad, but I kept no songs off of it. So,
well, then that sounds bad.
It was just when I first heard Red Cafe, he was the replacement for 50 Cent when Trapmaster signed, because Trapmaster had 50 Cent first. 50 Cent went to Columbia, and then. Trapmaster in Columbia had 50 Cent first. Then 50 Cent got dropped after he got shot. They had signed Red Cafe to be kind of like his replacement. That's when I first heard about Red Cafe. But he recently signed a Bad Boy, too, so.
Bad Boy signing everybody.
Yeah. Of course, Rick Ross.
Yeah.
Number one.
Yeah, exactly. Of course, T.I. I put him on there. Wale. Now, notice that Rick Ross, two of his crew members, just like Lil Wayne, is on this list. So Wale is next.
I still don't know how MMG won. Didn't win Crew of the Year.
Yeah,
I still don't understand how that shit didn't happen.
But even if you look at the votes, they won. No. It was Young Money that won, right? No, Young Money.
Young Money won, but they shouldn't have won.
No, Young Money should have won.
Yeah, it was the other way around.
Maybach won, but Young Money had
it. It should have been Young Money, right?
Yeah, because I was just like, you got the three platinum rappers against one rapper.
One album.
Like, yeah, it's like, listen, I mean, it's like three versus one.
Hey, look, it was a tie. But guess what?
It was not a tie.
It was a tie. It was a tie. Next up is Wiz Khalifa. Young Khalifa, man. No?
He's everywhere. Yeah. I don't like him, but yeah, I guess.
Yeah. I mean, hey, it's all right. This I gave Wiz Khalifa a chance. Like, some of his, I see the appeal of his music. It's like, it's the beats. And, you know, he says some little, I ain't gonna say he's a good rapper. I'll never say that. But it's like the stuff he says sometimes, like that little song, the one like, my check be looking like phone numbers. I'm talking millions, nigga. I'm talking millions. Yeah,
I can't say that he's horrible. It's not even that I dislike him. He's just not my thing. Yeah, but I know that he's out there everywhere. So I gotta say he's hot.
Yeah, Yellow Wolf.
Nah. Yeah, he's hot.
I wouldn't put him on the hottest list. Like, no.
Yeah. He could be considered. I mean, this is a list. It's not the hottest MC, but he'd be on the list.
Yeah. But that's what I'm saying. He's not even, you know.
He's getting covers. He's doing shows.
Yeah, he's
Native American.
And last on the list, Young Jeezy.
No.
Now, I will give Young Jeezy that because he's trying. He's out there. I think he's
trying. It's a lot of rappers out there trying.
No, I'm saying, okay, first of all, his album is approaching gold quickly. He will have a gold album. He will have a gold album. He said
when did the album come out?
8 weeks ago.
Yeah. And he's like, December. He's almost at 400,000.
It's another December release?
Yeah.
Yes.
There's no way you get hottest list on one release out of 12 months.
But he put out four mixtapes. He put out four mixtapes for that year.
That I can't name none of them. He had Trap or Die 3 or something like that.
Yeah, Trap or Die 2, The Real Is Back 1 and 2. Matter of fact, he had Laugh Now, Laugh Later. The last laugh, he had 400 bricks.
So he's the busiest MC. He's still not the hottest.
Not even.
I think he's hot. Pause.
I mean,
okay, can we talk about who wasn't on this list? J. Cole, Matt Miller, Big Crit, Kendrick Lamar, Freddie Gibbs. What the fuck?
Travesty. That is a travesty. Fuck? Hell, Creation should have been on the list, to be honest.
If you're saying hot, like be nasty out of, you know, be nasty out of some of them guys.
But J. Cole is nominated for Best New Artist on a Grammy. How in the fuck you don't get on the hottest?
People say J. Cole don't have any personality.
But he got a gold album and he's nominated. He ain't nominated for Best New Rap Artist. He's nominated for Best Artist, period. Best New Artist, period. What the fuck happened?
Jay-Z called in a favor. Jay-Z said, hey, guys, on the Grammy staff, don't nominate me. I got an artist out here. You know, please nominate him. That was a favor called in from Hov.
What about Mac Miller then? He broke independent records.
It's independent. Yeah. You're not hot. You're independent.
It's hot.
It is hot. If you can break independent records, it's hot.
Yeah. Nobody knows about you.
Shout out to Fonte. Fonte should have been on that
list. Fonte should have been on the
exactly.
list.
Too. Exactly. Yeah, where's Fonte at?
No. What about Kendrick Lamar? Kendrick Lamar is.
I never heard of him before.
You listen to the album. Kendrick Lamar was on. Kendrick Lamar, every West Coast dude. Matter of fact, every time I hear any rapper talking in interviews, I say, what you listen to now? Checking out Kendrick Lamar. They say that shit every interview. He should have been on that list.
Is he the guy with the weird voice?
Yeah. You know who the fuck he is, first of all.
I've seen
Danny Brown could have maybe been on that list.
Who? Danny Brown, yeah.
Of course I know who he is, but I listened to the album like two times and I just like his voice, I just like, nah, I can't. You know, I haven't listened to it since.
The thing I wanted to point out was that Jim Jones, Lloyd Banks, Mano, Red Cafe, and Nas are all from New York.
Jadakiss,
50 Cent, even Fabulous to a point. If you look at the writers who are in that room, 80% of them from New York.
Well, yeah, and I mean, it's definitely going to be tempered by your environment. You know what I'm saying? If you go down south and ask somebody who's the best rapper, 9 out of 10 of them motherfuckers are going to say Scarface or motherfucking 8-Ball and MJG or some shit. But when you're MTV and when you're supposed to be representing the whole brand, you know, all of hip-hop, you got to be bigger than that, man. There's no way all those New York cats on there. We already know that New York has a superiority complex when it comes to hip hop.
Yeah.
Too bad they ain't showing it with the music. I've never heard so many New York rappers sound like they from fucking the South.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, when did that happen? When did New York start, you know, jacking the South style? Hey, it's like, what's that cat name that y'all like so much? The Live Lop, whatever his name is.
Oh, A$AP Rocky. What the fuck is A$AP Rocky on this damn list?
Yeah,
that nigga came out December 2.
He been blazing all year. He just his shit just came out.
I will ASAP Rocky hater, so.
Oh, okay.
Well, hold on. Why are you like ASAP Rocky?
Because I don't like him.
Nigga sound Scott. Like Bone.
He sounds like a less talent. But you do understand that with the internet age, he's going to be like, we're going to see a lot of rappers, like, we're going to see rappers from all over the globe, all over the country that sound like a mixture of like four or five different rappers now. He sounds like Bone. He sounds like 3 Six Mafia sometimes. He sounds like Houston. And you're going to get a mixture of all this now because of the internet. So
he dresses like
Kanye. I don't care about that part. I mean, you can sound like everybody. The point is that you got to be talented. And if the shit you're spitting is not good, it just sounds like somebody else, then you just garbage to me.
Plus, he's also fucking Iggy Azalea. Just want to put that out there, too.
So he's hottest because of that?
Yep.
Yes. In Brandon's world, yes.
Yes. And me and Tracy Mae's world, that if you fuck Iggy Azalea, you kind of hot right now.
Oh, let's not put her out there like that.
She like Iggy Azalea a lot.
Yeah, but you making Tracy sound like she would fuck Iggy.
Hey, she did say she did say when Beyonce had a baby, she gonna climb inside her uterus and show it off like Cribs. I do want to say that much.
Okay, Tracy, we'll have you on the show next week.
I got the tweet. She sent me.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, I'm sure you do have.
It was a DM. Yes.
And he just outed it. It was a DM and he just outed it.
Side note though. I saw you, Tracy Mae. You looking good. I saw a picture you sent me. You looking real good, boo. Just want to say that.
Wow.
Like I said, I'm sure you got all the DMs I sent you about that picture. You know what I'm saying? I'm sorry at 3 o'clock in the morning.
I may have said things that
you know, may have been gross to you, but they weren't gross to me. Open your mind up. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Shout out to cyber stalking. other than, do we have anybody else to put on the list? We got J. Cole, Kendrick Lamar, Big Crit.
Fonte.
Who else you got on the list? Fonte, definitely.
I'm going to tell you this, man. I was there. I saw when the list first came out. I was on MTV.com when they said it was going to come out. And I wrote this article about it. And I was so, like, not disgusted, but just like, what the fuck? I didn't write the article. I was like, you know what? I'm not going to get this fucking list shine. I don't even know if I'm going to post it up when they do the actual shit on Sunday. I don't know if they're going to post that shit up, because it's like, what the fuck? Like, what the...
It's for hits.
J. Cole... Shut the fuck up. J. Cole should at least be number... It should at least be in the bottom five of the end list. At the end of the day, J. Cole should be at the bottom five. J. Cole, and they can't say J. Cole because he's a young nigga, because Big Sean's on the fucking list. And J. Cole sold more albums than Big Sean, had a better first week, had better hits, he's more talented. You know what I'm saying? I don't understand. How did 2 Chainz on the list for fucking J. Cole?
And Diggy Simmons.
And Diggy Simmons could have been on the fucking list.
I'm saying, he should have been on the list. I know Jeremy ain't hearing that shit, but Diggy Simmons should have been on the list.
I hear a lot of Diggy. I mean, my kids love Diggy, so...
The nigga's everywhere.
I can't say nothing bad about Diggy.
I guess my thing going forward is that if anybody else... Well, MTV's like the only show in town. They don't even show videos. I don't even know why they're still making lists. But if you're going to put out a list, at least put the criteria out there. Because this shit just seemed like y'all just naming names.
Yeah.
Throwing names out there. I don't get it.
Mm-mm-mm. Yeah, but I just noticed that everybody who wasn't on the list wasn't from New York. You know. Now,
that's a problem.
If they would have put Fred the Godson on here, I would have been fucking livid. Livid.
I really have never heard anything from Fred the Godson ever.
That nigga sucks. I can never get into his music. I mean, I've tried so many times. I downloaded a mixtape. He got a mixtape dropping in Valentine's Day with Olivia from Love and Hip Hop, Beauty and the Beast, of course. I've tried. I can't do it. I've tried to listen to that album over and over again. I can't do it.
So. I'm gonna put that on my agenda for the weekend, because we seem to bring his name up. We always bring his name up, but I've never listened to his music.
But he sucks.
What are we
though.
Talking about again?
Fred the Godson.
Oh my God, man! No, don't do it. Sorry, don't do it, man. Just look.
I gotta know who the fuck we talking about, though. I don't know this thing.
Man, look. Go to YouTube. Put in. What's the song he got? Like God Is or something?
I don't know, man.
Listen, dog. He is the most clichéest New York. I mean, if you look at him, I'm telling you, man, dog. This is no BS, dog. The dude, like, he was on a song with Jim Jones, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because he was on Love and Hip Hop. I was like, that's Fred the Godson right there. I was like, look at him. But Yeah, man, don't. I mean, you just listen to, just go to YouTube, listen to a couple songs. Do not listen to a whole mixtape, because I swear to God, your day will be messed up. So just go to YouTube, put in a couple songs, and then you'll get what kind of guy he is. He's just a typical New York rapper. Like, I mean,
I hear you. You know, I don't expect much, because y'all clown him. B-Eazy is like the most open minded motherfucker I've ever heard when it comes to hip hop. So
open minded. Oh, when it comes to hip hop, okay.
Yeah, when it comes to hip hop, you heard me. You heard me put that shit on.
Wow.
So if this nigga's saying he's garbage, I don't expect much.
Nah, hold on.
But what about Chris Tyler, the Creator, and where's Lil B?
What about your Tyler, the Creator? He wasn't on here. Lil B wasn't on here. You know. By the way, so Lil B and David Banner squashed their beef. They had a beef.
I didn't know they had beef.
Yeah, David Banner called him today. See, Lil B got this. Okay, I saw it today. Dave Bennett had a song called Swag Out. Lil B had a song called Own Swag. And in the video, he holding like roses. And he's saying, bitch, I own swag. I'm more famous than you. And David Banner got that motherfucking number and called him today.
Like, David Banner is 30-something and Lil B is 12?
Yeah, but, exactly.
Hey, but Lil B bowed down pace so much. He said, I now know my place as a new artist. David Banner is one of the greatest of all time. I know my place now. Like, you know, Lil B will bow down quickly. He had no fight.
You made a song called Pretty Bitch.
I'm just saying, man.
But I look like Jesus. Like, what else are you going to say?
That's, by the way, if I had to pick a bet, my favorite Lil B song is Look Like
You
Jesus.
Would never have to pick. You would never have to pick your favorite song. That would never be fired.
And by the way, first of all, shout out to Lil B, because he did send, when we first did the first article, when he first was growing up, he did send us his number. And shout out to my nephew, Ryan, who texts Lil B sometimes. What the fuck is up with that shit?
What's with you getting all these dudes' numbers randomly?
Hey, Lil B sent it to us. Lil B sent it to you?
Or he sent it.
Now, when we did an article shitting on him,
it was early too. It was so early though.
He was just like, "Yo, I appreciate the love. If you need anything, here's my number." I was like, "Did the nigga even read the article?"
Nah, he just saw his name on there and decided to reply.
Yeah, and then sent your phone number. His name is Brandon McCartney. Yeah. And I was just like,
oh, "Wow."
Yeah, that's what I was like. What? True.
But I give him props for at least knowing that we wrote the article. You know, we've written an article about other people and they don't even read the motherfucker either and don't shout it out.
Yeah.
Yeah. we talked about that shit before the call.
Yeah, my nephew was like, he said, hey man, I like some of Lil B stuff. I said, it hurt me that he said he liked it. So I said, well, I got his number. I gave him a number and he motherfucking called him. And the first time he called him, he didn't pick up, but he texted him back. And every so once in a while, my nephew was like, "Hey man, you know, this song right here is pretty hot." And he'll be saying, "Okay, yeah, thank you, man, much love." I'm like, "What the fuck?" And I feel a certain way about that shit. I don't know, but
well, you know, our history with calling people hasn't always been rosy. We've reached out to certain people. At times, it's gone terribly wrong. So, you know, at least we're keeping that avenue open in case we want to do a little bit of some shit.
He don't do many interviews, though. He don't do many interviews.
Well, I can't blame him.
Yeah, is Jerm still
saying shit on?
Yeah, I'm still here, bro.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry.
I guess he gave up on Lil B. He's like, fuck it, let's get past Lil B. So let's get on with our list here. We were talking about the crazy writer requests. The last couple days, I've seen some ridiculous-ass writers. You know, the list that these artists want out. If you book these artists, you have to have this list of shit. It's basically what the writer is. And I've seen the last 2 days, I've seen one from Kanye and one from Nicki Minaj that appear to be just a bit over the top.
The one from Nicki Minaj is fucking ridiculous. I mean,
this is what Nicki says that she needs in the fucking in backstage. What she needs is as follows: dried cranberries, raw almonds, 24 bottles of Dasani water, 12 at room temperature, 12 on ice. She also wants Snapple, Red Bull, assorted fruit juices, simple lemonade, a fruit platter, a cheese platter, a deli tray, 3 packs of gum, salad with tomatoes, cucumbers, green olives, wishbone light Italian dressing, bumblebee tuna in water and wheat low-fat crackers. And she also wants... No, there's more. Fried chicken. I think it was 3 24-piece of chicken with wings and spicy meat, but no thighs.
And lots of wings.
I can dig that. I'm feeling on that, man. There's more. 2 dozen pink or white roses.
That's the funny one.
Candles with the scent of baked goods. Paul's Mentholyptus. Honey lemon throat drops. And contact lens solutions with case. Two space heaters and a cool mist humidifier.
And that's and she got very important by the cool mist humidifier.
And let's not forget that this is the shit that you have to get for outside of her appearance fee. Nigga, what?
Well, I mean, we saw that's the worst
of Mariah Carey's. I mean, you know, can't be anything worse than Mariah. But you know, hey, she's a diva. You got to do that, man.
Hers. Kanye's is more ridiculous.
No, Mariah, she has to have a brand new toilet seat put in, like, that nobody ass has ever sat on. Like, she freaks out. And she weird, man. But, you know, but go ahead with Kanye's list, man, if you got it.
Yeah, this nigga Kanye. I had to look at this shit like 3 or 4 times. This nigga said, you have to have $378 Versace towels shipped in. So on top of that, you need to hire a tailor. No, nigga, you need to hire a tailor so that they can be cut into customized squares so he can use this to wipe the sweat off while he's on stage. He also says that he needs no man-made fibers worn by the people who are serving him. So everybody who's there needs to be wearing 100% cotton. No polyester, none of that other bullshit. Mm-hmm. And he wants a limo driver picking him up to be in 100% cotton as well. Like, seriously.
It's hilarious.
Like, I think it's a certain amount of that shit, probably most of it, is just because they can.
Yeah, exactly. Like, let's see what I can do. What's his name? Lupe Fiasco. He was just like, he has to have certain M&Ms, and they have to, you know, he only wants this color and that color and the red. I'm like, really? Like, dude, like, where do they get these? Like, I mean, honestly, I can't say I'm like that. I just don't get it. I don't get it. I mean, like, the cold water, have room temperature, some ice, I can dig that. You know, that's not too far-fetched. You know, you want a meat platter. You know, ain't like she said, oh, I only want turkeys from farm-raised turkeys. And you know, I can see.
Only the best breast milks.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I mean, some of that stuff went far-fetched. But, you know, yeah, the towels, the Kanye stuff.
Hey, I also read it said, no Coke products ought to be placed in the dressing room. What the fuck is up with that shit?
Maybe she got a contract with Pepsi.
Yeah, Pepsi. Maybe Pepsi. Like, look, I got Pepsi money.
But the funny thing,
who was that? Was that Nicki Minaj?
No, it was Kanye.
That was Kanye. Yeah, he got Pepsi money.
He got a Pepsi contract.
But the funny thing is that Kanye is known to come late. So if I say all this shit,
they all come late.
But if I say this shit up and you got for 20 minutes, what the fuck?
They all come late though. That's what they do.
But why,
like, if they're on time, it's like disrespectful or some shit. You're supposed to be late.
But why am I setting all this shit up? Why am I getting you? Because Kanye said he wants TV, CD player, DVD player, Xbox 360. Why am I doing all this shit? You're not going to be there for fucking 20 minutes any goddamn way.
That's for the entourage. That's for the other niggas. Like, yep. You know, all that chicken. I mean, Nicki wanted a lot of food. Like, I mean, you're not going to eat that much. Like, I mean, I want spicy chicken, no thighs. This is a platter with all this food. I mean, you got deli meat, tuna fish, chicken. I mean, I was like, what are y'all eating? Like,
shout out to the bumblebee tuna. What's up with the
look? What the hell is that shit? The what now?
I don't even know. Look him, kills the queen bee, bumblebee tuna. I'm just saying.
I didn't even pick that.
I'm just saying.
Got it.
She eating on the cracker. That is fucked up.
Man,
speaking of that beef, too. If Lil' Kim is ever going to respond to Nicki and be taken seriously, now's the time. Because that last Nicki Minaj track is garbage.
But it ain't fast, though.
It's a stupid hoe. It's a stupid hoe. It's a stupid hoe.
People love it, man. I'm sorry.
I understand. That doesn't make it good.
But it's just, you know, it's just furthering, like, that's how easy she done made it. It's like she doing a Dion from the 30-yard line on Lil' Kim now. Like, I can make a dumb song, people eating it up, loving it, and I'm dissing you, and nothing you can do about it. Like, Lil' Kim just need to go ahead, get in the grave, and just go ahead, write her rap over with, you know, go just do something else. Do not come back to rap.
I'm a Nicki Minaj fan, but Lil' Kim, if you're going to spit some shit, now is the time. You can get on this song. You can get it.
But speaking of which,
she write her own rhymes.
See, that's what she going to mess up by writing her own rhymes. See, no matter what people say, we got to go. You know, stop.
I'm going to tell you, have you ever heard the thing about Nicki Minaj possibly getting help from Safari a lot for her rhymes?
I don't know that she's really, since she got signed, I don't think the big thing about Nicki has been about her lyrics anyway.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
It's been a circus around her, but it hasn't really been about the song quality or no shit like that.
Yeah, no. The thing about it, I remember when Big first died, like, the first, like, every song that came after that was kind of like a song Biggie had already did. But just for a girl, like, you know, she just changed the lyrics up for a girl. She did that shit for a while. You know what I'm saying? She did that shit on fucking Mobb Deep, Quiet Storm remix. She was still rapping like Goddamn Big. You know what I'm saying? And
but I guess I don't know what it matters anymore. Like, we know since he been ghostwriters. I mean, shit, if you want to be for real with it, the damn MCs, when they would get up there and get on the mic at first, the DJs would tell them what the fuck to say anyway.
That's true.
So a lot of these cats have ghostwriters, and it's a lot harder to spit a rhyme than it is to write one.
Yeah, but I guess with Lil' Kim, she was pretty adamant about saying, I write my own shit. I put 100% in every line. I kind of always figured she didn't, because I know when Majestic came out, you know, Majestic supposed to have Trina on it at first. And so then Trina couldn't do it for whatever reason. I think Trick Daddy put a kibosh on that. Fifty Cent went to Lil' Kim, and the song was to be for 50 Cent's album, but Lil' Kim took so long in the studio to write it. He said they were just sitting there waiting on Kim. She didn't write anything. By the time she turned it back in, his album was already out. You got me?
God damn.
So I've always kind of scratched my head at Kim, like, I don't know no more. I still love her. I still love her like an old baby mama, or like an old guy used to fucking in seventh grade or something. But I don't.
You was fucking in seventh grade?
I'm saying if I did, I know I wouldn't fucking in seventh grade.
No. All
right. Dry humping.
Well, you know.
I would.
Dry humping, yes.
Allegedly, one of the cats that came out that said that he ghostwrote for her, the contract is on the internet. If you Google that shit, apparently the contract is out there saying that he was ghostwriting for Lil' Kim.
Yeah.
So it's apparently public knowledge. Like, it's hotter than ever now. They got the paperwork. I don't know what that means, because I can type shit up on Word and make it look like I go for Jay-Z. I can do that shit right now. And all of a sudden, they'd be like, oh shit, Saul Wright wrote for Jay-Z. I sure did. Here's the document to prove it. There's no signatures.
There's no money changing hands.
Yeah,
I'm still waiting for Gilly's paper to surface that he wrote the Carter One. Gilly, well, where's your proof?
Well, your money.
Where,
he mad about that shit too.
Yeah, I wrote most of that stuff. Well, you didn't write a Carter 3. You know what I'm saying? So,
and that's probably the one you want to write. Carter 2, shit. Carter 2, Carter 3. You want to write the 2 or 3. You know, one is like,
yeah, you definitely want to write 2 or 3. 2 was the one that made people really pay attention.
Exactly. Side note, did anybody see the video of Birdman buying Lil Wayne and Matt Main Phantoms and fucking Bentleys and shit like that today?
Hey. And nah, didn't Birdman just lose $5 million?
And that's why he had a bill. Show nigga, he still got more money.
I wish Birdman was my uncle, man. They gave
Matt Man a fucking key, like they're like a fucking small iPod mini. He said, I don't know what the fuck to do with this shit. And the dude had to show him how to fucking turn the car on and shit, because it was like, you know, like, it's not a key, it's like a fucking rectangle. It's like a fucking iPod mini. And you just put this shit in your pocket.
You just in the proximity of the car and it'll start shit.
And it had like 4 or 5 buttons on it. He didn't know how to do it and shit. And I was like, that's fucking ridiculous, man. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, I don't have shit else to say. Once he bought Weezy that fucking Bugatti, I was done. Like, that's a $1 million car.
Yeah.
It's a $1 million car off the fucking factory, dog. It's a $1 million car, and he got it customized. It's red with the, yo. It's just that nigga. I don't know where he got all that money from. I don't really think.
Oh God, don't say that. Hold on, Saul. Please don't say that. You gonna start?
Jeremy. I'm not saying
hold
shit.
Hold on. Jeremy, where did Birdman get the money from?
The nigga got an oil company, Ronald.
Oh my God.
Don't you know gas is $4 a freaking gallon? I mean,
thanks a lot, cha-ching, right. Thanks a lot, cha-ching, thanks
cha-ching
a lot, right.
Every time you go to the... God.
Oh, thanks that's a lot, like, right. I mean, appreciate this.
I mean, didn't there, you see the foot?
How many oil wells...
He's a fucking J.R. Ewing rap, nigga.
How many oil wells are in a ninth ward?
That's the thing. He don't have the oil wells in the ninth ward. He got oil wells. What city that was in?
It was like a hood.
It was like a neighborhood. He got an oil thing in a. I mean, I said, oh, man, come on, man.
But
he probably killing everybody in that neighborhood from exposure.
But nobody can find any papers of a business that he started.
Hey, I bet you on the New York Stock Exchange. It's some Ronald Oil Company right there.
I will say this though. A platinum album supposed to equate to $10 million, right?
So Nelly rich as fuck.
I mean,
Nelly, like I said, the Nelly project. Mm-hmm. He sold all them albums. I'm pretty sure he spent $800 to make that album. So $10 million. I mean, that's why I said Nelly cake up. Boy.
Think about this now. Lil Wayne is gonna finna go 2 million. That's 20 million. Drake done went platinum. He's gonna go 2 million. That's 20 million. Lil Nicki Minaj went 2 million. Lil Wayne went 4 million in the last one. Drake went 2 million. Like they done sold a lot of fucking records. Plus, if
Bow Wow's about to come out.
Hey, what the fuck they gonna do? He's not gonna go platinum.
You don't think Bow Wow with Cash Money is gonna go platinum?
I think
Busta could go platinum with Cash Money.
No. DJ Khaled sold 200,000 copies. Period. It's the end of him. What happened with that?
DJ Khaled, that's not Bow Wow.
But DJ Khaled on Cash Money and it had I'm on one on the damn song.
That's DJ Khaled. That's not Bow Wow. Nah. I think Bow Wow is gonna platinum.
Bow Wow
had a platinum record since he was like 11, dog.
Exactly. Bow Wow just gave me that deuce that my douchebag meter just goes up when I hear that Bow Wow talking. And he owes the IRS a lot of money and he's gonna get arrested when they see his ass.
None of that has anything to do with how many albums he's gonna sell. Yeah, if he gets arrested, he's really going platinum.
I'm just saying, it's like
none of that shit had
anything.
Did you hear about that though?
This nigga said I don't like him, so now he's not gonna go.
No, I'm saying I'm saying Bow Wow has tried so many times to get a buzz. Nobody cares. Okay, did you see the song? The song, the sweat song with him and Wayne. Do you know about that fucking song? Nobody knows about that song.
BET. That motherfucker is like number one or number two. It's been up there.
That means shit. Being Mr. Wonderful's in part means shit now.
His last album, The New Jack City, didn't sell shit.
Yes, exactly.
Price of Fame went gold. Wanted went platinum. Unleashed went gold. Doggy Bag went platinum.
Hold on. Doggy Bag? Really? Come on. Doggy Bag went platinum.
Yeah, that's like he was a kid, though.
Exactly.
All I'm saying is that the niggas released, what, 8 albums and 7 of them got medals?
I think it's... Okay, let me ask you this question.
That's all I'm saying.
No, Nelly, it's a big drop-off. Nelly had a huge drop-off. Nelly tried his all to try to make it. He tried to release a double album, then release it together again. But this is after he had did Nellyville, and he still couldn't do shit. It's a big drop-off. And I think Bow Wow just had a big drop-off.
Not with Cash Money.
Nah.
Was not with Cash Money. I'm telling you, Cash Money is the missing link.
I think
that nigga's about to go platinum.
I think Tiger can sell more albums than Bow Wow.
Okay, so Tiger sell a million and Bow Wow sell a million too.
Listen, DJ Khaled is on Cash Money Records. He could not sell a million. He could not go gold.
He's not a rapper. It's like a greatest hits album when you get that nigga together. It's 37 other artists. Nobody's buying that shit. Nobody buys compilations like that.
I just don't think nobody.
Stole my line.
What, nobody buys compilations like
this? Because this nigga used it. And like, come on, dog. And what are you talking about here? This nigga's not the artist.
I just don't feel people like Bow Wow like that. I just don't feel that. I just don't feel it. I think you can't put. First of all, Drake won't even look. Have you noticed that Drake will be on Lil Wayne shit? He'll be on Birdman shit. But when Tiger called him, when Bow Wow called him, when Gutter, he don't even know who Gutter Gutter is.
Tiger on the motto, ain't he?
No, Tiger, they had to tag a verse at the end of it, but they didn't. The original verse just has Wayne and Drake. The one that's on Take Care has Wayne and Drake. For Tiger mixtape, he added a verse himself.
Oh. Yeah, but do you get along with all your family members?
No. So hold on. So Drake doing 4 songs with Nicki Minaj, do no songs with Tyga.
Yes, because Nicki's hot. Who the fuck is checking for Tyga?
But then again, Drake.
Dub.
That is true. I mean, look, it's a business move, man. Nicki's, for the longest, she was the only name in the game. Of course I'm doing songs with Nicki Minaj.
I'm just saying, I just think, if you say Young Money and this and this and this, I'm thinking that, you know, I think, look, personally, I think Tyga's hot. I don't think he's not great, but I think he has a little thing going, and I think he's going to be okay. I mean, he got someone nice, you know, I think that's going to be okay. You know, but I just think that, I don't know, I just don't think that the Cash Money...
I'm not dissing Tyga, mm-hmm. but we're talking about buzz here.
No, I'm saying I don't think the Cash Money transfer. I think the Cash Money transfer. It's kind of like when Jay-Z would come out, Jay-Z would go platinum, and then Bleak and Beans would go gold, and then, you know what I'm saying, and then slowly and gradually they stop going gold because it's like, okay, the main event is Jay-Z, maybe Kanye West, maybe Cam, but then it trickles down. And I think
Jay was never released an album on the Rockefeller, has he?
All his albums are technically under Rockefeller.
I mean, but he wasn't part of the Rock.
Yes, he was on a cover.
He was just a producer.
No. He was on the cover of. When he was out, Cam was there when he was out.
When Kanye first album came out, like 2006.
I can check right fast. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know offhand.
But remember that was.
That's what I said. He wasn't part of the Rock. He was a producer.
Yes, he was. Because first of all, he was on the cover of The Source with all of them. Remember that?
He was a producer. Just Blaze was on that too.
That's
the nigga was DJ Khaled.
That's what I'm saying. 2004. So he was The Rock.
Yeah, The Rock was done then.
It was still The Rock. Jay-Z was on his album.
No, dog. Cam and all them niggas had left. You know what I'm saying? The Rock was done in 2004. That's when it was just Jay-Z and Kanye. That was it. Yeah, it wasn't the state property Dipset, you know, Rockefeller Bleak. Nah. The Rock was done.
Purple Haze came out the same year.
Who?
Purple Haze. Cameron
had nothing to do with that album.
Hey, it went gold though. It went gold though.
The Diplomat album that, you know, Dipset, you know, that's what I'm talking about. When The Rock, you know, The Rock was probably from like 90, from 98 to about 2002. That's when The Rock was The Rock. Yeah,
2002 is when West Name dropped. Come On With Me drop.
Yeah, that's when The Rock was The Rock. Kanye was just a producer then.
But I guess it's different to me because I was down the mixtapes like I'm Good and Get Well Soon. I was not. I thought like I heard Through the Wire a year and a half before it was on a big hit. Like it was out already because I mean, matter of fact, 2 years before it came out. So
you know, I wasn't a Kanye fan at all when he first came out.
Yeah, I don't know, but no. I'm sorry, I got off track. So, but no, I don't think Bow Wow. I think Bow Wow sucks.
I'm not disagreeing with you.
I mean, it's just so hard to go platinum these days. I don't see Bow Wow going platinum. I'm just saying, gold, maybe. Gold, and that's a stretch.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But platinum, that's like 5 million today. You know, it's hard. That's hard. Like, I mean, that first 500,000 is tough, but that second 500,000, it's hard to convince a million people to buy your album these days. I mean, look at Rick Ross. He's the hottest in the game. That nigga ain't got to go. Did he go gold on this last shit?
He went gold on almost every album. He never get close to platinum, though.
That's what I'm saying. It's hard. Like, I mean, you got to have a super gimmick. You know, like
what's
Drake.
The difference between Rick Ross's shit and Weezy's, Drake's?
But they got a gimmick.
They're on Young Money, dude.
But that's the thing. It's a lot, but that's the same. But they got a gimmick. Nicki, the only female in the game. Drake, he light skinned. Wayne, he wore Uggs. You know what I'm saying? Stuff like that. You gotta have a gimmick.
And Bow Wow's the youngest nigga with the longest history in the game.
But I mean, but that like I said,
the whole channel 106 and Park Can't you see them doing a whole week of Bow Wow?
They won't. They won't, though.
But that's what I said. Bow Wow appeal ain't what it, you know, when he was a kid, when he was Mr. 106 in Park, that little thing. But now he grown, he fucking now and got kids. And like, Bow Wow, he not like, he don't remind you of your little brother no more. He like,
that's why that video is still on number one since it's debuted. It's been one.
Oh, I mean, I believe you. Like I said, I ain't seen 106 in Park in probably 3 years, but I'm just saying, you know.
But you do know that, like, the videos that the kids watch now, they just go to YouTube.
That's fine. I'm not debating any of that shit. I'm not debating
the name of the song that you're talking about, actually.
Sweat with him and Wayne, right?
Sweat. Yeah. Okay. I'm going to look that up.
That song, I'm not debating any of that shit. I'm not saying that I'm a Bow Wow fan. I'm not saying
that. Sound like you are, man. I ain't going to lie, man.
Okay. Let me clear it up in case you didn't get it. I'm not saying that I'm a Bow Wow fan. What I'm saying is that when you put the right shit together with the right label, it's going to sell. Mm-hmm. I don't think Busta,
man, because my shit stopped a long time ago.
I'm still recording.
Okay, cool.
I don't think Busta's gonna go platinum, to be honest. Oh, no. But I think that he'll have a gold album.
Nah, he ain't going gold, man. I'm sorry, man.
Listen, Busta partnered with Google Music, and nobody still gives a fuck about that damn song.
Hey, I don't disagree. But I think that there's something that Young Money, Cash Money is doing right. It's something that they're doing right with their promotion. It's something that they're doing right with their sales. They might be doing some shit with Prince, like Prince was doing, where he was giving away album copies with his concert.
Yeah, it's called Birdman buying albums. That's what
And you know what?
Fuck you want to call it. Motherfucker's gonna end up with some metal.
I don't think Birdman would do it for them though. I think Birdman would do it for Wayne, Nicki Minaj, and Drake, but. Come to them B-level niggas? Fuck that.
So Bow Wow's a B-level nigga?
Fuck yeah.
I talk about like, okay.
Hell right. Yeah. Bow Wow, he might be a C-level nigga now.
Oh, now he ain't C now. I mean,
think so. I mean,
ever since he beat for Soulja Boy though, he did drop though. I ain't gonna lie. Soulja Boy killed him. I mean, it was a rap, man.
And then killed himself.
Yeah.
And both the niggas is old taxes like a motherfucker.
Hey, you know, Soulja Boy.
Like I said, 7 albums, 6 of them got plaques, or 8 albums, and 7 of them got plaques. That's all I'm saying.
I think what happens with Bow Wow is the girls grow up, you know, wanting to be with Bow Wow, and then they get to a certain age, they just want to. I just fuck Wayne now. I can skip. I don't gotta fuck him. I can Drake. I can fuck a nigga. You know what I'm saying? They don't have to stick.
No, with Bow Wow. I think when he stopped with that the Price of Fame shit. When he was a little extra cocky with his shit, and then he came out with that New Jack City, and at the same time, I think Trey Songz was coming out, and
yeah.
Drake was coming out. Like, he lost a good chunk of his market with that shit.
Yeah.
But I don't think it's market that he can't get back with Young Money. Can you imagine how big a song would be with Bow Wow, Drake, and Minaj or some bullshit?
They won't
like that?
Do that for him, though. They won't do that for him. They would never do that shit for Bow Wow. They would never do that shit. They would never do that shit to Bow Wow. Ever. Ever.
So Lil Wayne just jumped on this song for something to do?
Lil Wayne jumped on everybody goddamn song.
This is true. Yeah. This is true. Lil Wayne's definitely a bad example.
Exactly. But I don't see Drake. Look, for Tiger album and Bow Wow album, I've seen the track list for both of them. Drake and Nicki Minaj is on none of those albums. So.
Oh, wait. Oh, on Bow Wow's track list, neither one of them on there?
Wayne's on there, but that's it.
Oh, well, that's a problem.
I mean, because, listen, they don't give a...
That's a problem.
They don't give a fuck. They don't give a fuck about that nigga. Like, they don't care about that nigga.
That's a problem.
Matter of fact, I don't
see how you could be that young in that market and not get your two label mates that are controlling that market right now on the album.
I mean, look, he has Busta Rhymes on the album, Ace Hood, Miguel, Lil Wayne, Chris Brown, Music Soul Child, Ty Quietly, Meek Mills, Jada Kiss, Wiz Khalifa. That's it.
Okay, but, you're right. It's not a platinum album.
But I mean, look though. But I will give him props for this though. He went and got No ID to do some beats. I don't know how good it's gonna do, but that surprised me that No ID did. I think 2 tracks on the album. I thought that was because I think he wants to be more. He wants to be taken seriously. One thing, Jern told me. You remember that song? White is it? Oh, I think they like me from the Franchise Boys.
Yeah.
And he had that line. What was the line, Jeremy?
I'm 18, sitting on 18s or something.
Yeah,
I already got a black card or whatever.
I ain't got an ad hard money.
Ain't he? I got a hard, yeah.
Yeah. I thought thought, now, one thing Jerm, because I like that kind of good line, but Jerm says he's been rapping so long, his delivery is great. He's going to always have great delivery. He's gonna, I don't care who writes it. I don't care if he writes it. Delivery is going to be great. But that's it.
Yeah, I never said that this motherfucker was a lyrical genius and no shit like that. But it's like if you put, you know what I'm saying? It's kind of like when with the Tigers, they put Cecil Fielder. Mm-hmm. They put Prince Fielder in the middle of that lineup. They're automatically contenders. So when I saw Bow Wow join Young Money Cash Money, the hottest label doing it right now, I was just, it's a no-brainer. But that track list you just read off, the features, those are not platinum album features.
Yeah. Also, let me take it back. I'll just take it back about Tiger. Tiger doesn't have Nicki Minaj on one song, Lil Wayne on two songs, Nas on one song. So I think Tiger may sell the most. I don't think he's going gold, but he may sell the most. And he has Rack City, too.
You think Tiger's going to outsell Bow Wow?
Tiger has Rack City. Rack City's a hit.
I'm not debating that. I'm just saying, do you think Tiger's going to outsell Bow Wow? I'm not talking about singles.
Easily.
I'm talking about the whole album.
I think Tiger could do 100 the first week. Bow Wow do 75 at the most.
You know what I think the difference is?
What?
The people that listen to Tiger's album are going to download it. The people that listen to Bow Wow's album are going to go to the store. I promise you that's the difference.
That may be it. And Rack City has been out for a while now.
Yeah, so now when we hear it, it's going to be like hearing Young Simba on J. Cole's album. Again, you heard this shit. Again, this shit.
Oh, okay.
So I don't know. It's
I'm sorry we kind of went on a tangent there. My bad, y'all.
We did. Let's get back on track. We did the independent spotlight on your girl there. Lyric Jones. Shout out to Lyric Jones. We did the independent spotlight. I also heard today that Snow the Product got signed. She's a Latina rapper that came from California. I think she's in Texas now. But she got signed. We got Iggy got signed. Azalea Banks got signed. Female rappers are getting signed now. They actually getting deals and getting looks. Yeah. You know, what do y'all think? Is this another fad like it was before, apparently? Or is this going to be the move?
Question. Does Snow the Product rap about drugs? Cause that would be awesome. And your name was Snow the Product, and you just talked about coke, like you was a Jeezy Ross.
No.
That's what I want to see. I want to see a female Jeezy/Ross type rapper to just come out talking about slinging birds, and she doing the Birdman hand thing. That shit would be awesome. But go ahead, I'm gonna sit back on this one because I don't know nothing about these girls.
Is Snow the Product? Is she good? Do you think she's good? So
I listened to one of her mixtapes. She has potential. She's a fast spitter.
She's kind of attractive. She's kind of attractive too.
Yeah, I don't.
I give a shit.
She's not black, so I don't.
Wow. What about?
I've said this before.
I like my sister too.
But I mean, hold up. Jerm, your girlfriend, your white girlfriend is who?
Huh?
Your white girlfriend is Katherine Heigl.
Nick, man, bruh, see, you're wrong. It's Charlize Theron. You're right.
You said you like Kevin Heigl for a long time. And
that was 3 years ago. What are you talking about?
Like I said, Jerm picked the whitest, when he picked a white girl, he picked the whitest white girl he can fucking find.
Hey, you know, different strokes for different folks. It's just not my thing, but I think she's got talent. Like a lot of female MCs, you almost have to be a lot better than the male counterpart to get somebody's attention. I can't even front on that.
We just seen a female rapper on the Super Bowl. We also just seen, I think Nicki Minaj is the reason for all of this. Every last bit. You know, also, hold up. Can you tell the people that you did listen to Azalea Banks and you did think she was a little better?
I didn't debate that, though. Okay. I didn't debate that when we were talking about it. I said I hadn't even listened to her music. What I said was you had that picture that looking like fucking Mac Tonight out there talking about she was cute. And I was like, well, not judging by that freeze frame. But I didn't, you know, I think she's decent. I think a lot of these female rappers are good. And I hope that they're here to stay just because we need some, you know, we need diversity. I don't give a shit. As much as people say it's too many rappers, there's never enough rappers for me. That just means more shit for me to pick from to find the shit I like.
I do, so
I hope that I can stay.
I do have a problem with it just being, I hope, because, and no disrespect to Azalea, Banks or Iggy Azalea, which is a fucking weird. Both of them name Azalea.
It's odd.
Yeah, I mean, somebody needs to change the name. I mean, I respect both of them because those are, like, to me.
So what is Azalea? A plant or something?
I think it's a plant. Mean, yeah, it's a plant.
Is
yeah.
that the new? Is that the new young? Or little? I mean, you know.
I think.
You know what? I don't know.
Yeah, I think one of them is. I think Azalea. I think that's Azalea Banks. If I'm not.
I think that's her.
Yeah, name. That's her real name. That's.
Which one is that?
With black
that's the black. Face. That's yeah. the black girl with the Frankenstein face, right?
God damn! Azalea, Amanda Banks, and Iggy Azalea is like
Iggy is the one that saw exploited on the front page. Okay, I got it.
I did not exploit her on the front page. I exploited her in the article.
I loved it. I don't care.
I'm sure you did.
Yes. I was
like I told Jerry because Jerry hit me up. He was like, "Damn, I can't believe you put this." I was like, "Hey." If I didn't put it up there, Be Easy would have put it up there anyway.
I was like,
that is like the number one image. When you type her name in, that's like the first 36 images that show up.
And I figured you would have went to page two to find something a little less, you know, like, hey, you know what? I'm going to showcase the artist, but not her ass.
What has been my comment on this whole shit? On the
he was like, certified bangers. For the dogs. You said you put it up for the dogs.
What have I always said? I didn't say get rid of the column. I said just don't put it on the front page.
Oh, I mean, I understand that.
Of my own guidelines.
Yeah, I understand it, but the irony in that was it was just like
there is no irony.
Nothing about her. But I knew what her body looks like. And I was like, oh, yeah, I'm thinking it's a certified bank. I was like, oh,
I saw. I was like, wait a minute, did I do this? I did this shit. I'm like, what did I do this?
I stayed true to what I said. That shit was not on the front page.
I loved it. Good job.
Was not on the front page. So fuck it. She was up there.
Yeah, no, but I do wish, like, the only problem I have is that with male rappers, I know people who don't know about rap will say, hey, it's all the same thing, but in actuality, you can go to Top Quality, you can go to A$AP Rocky, you can go to Lil Wayne, you have a lot of varieties. With a lot of these women, the front runners, like Azalea Banks or Iggy Azalea, it's kind of the same fucking thing Nicki Minaj is talking about. You know what I'm saying?
What can women talk about? Let's be real. What can they talk about?
Like you said.
I mean, you know, just like I said. I would like to see a drug selling girl rapper, but come on now. Like, yeah, girl, you talk about, I mean, the girl, you're going to talk about heartbreak. You're going to talk about, you know, it's just like, you can't, your subject matter for a female is kind of like you're in a box, kind of. You know what I'm saying? It's like a man, you know, you can talk about all kind of stuff. You know, you can be conscious, you know.
You can be a conscious woman.
Can a conscious woman talk about without singing? It's just like you almost singing. You know what I'm saying? It's just like it's hard for a female rapper to really expand that role. So it's like they have to talk about certain things and, you know, well, you know.
Make sure we put in the caveat in here that they have to be selling. We're talking about for a female rapper to be successful, right?
We're not just talking
about female rapper. Okay.
Because Jean Grey is out there. You know what I'm saying?
Bahamadia, it's a lot of motherfuckers.
To sell, you're going to have to talk about your ass. You're going to have to talk about, you know, just like females, they have to be put in a box. You know, it's sad. Like I always say, it's sad, but that's just the way it is. I mean, you know.
So you think we've seen the last, outside of Nicki Minaj, you think we've seen the last female rapper to go platinum? Mm-hmm. And it's kind of hard to even call that rap because that was like
unless this Iggy girl, whatever her name is, Iggy, if she catches on and it's something that everybody can like the black girls like it, and the white people can get behind and support her. She'll go platinum if she makes the kind of music that's, you know, that can go both ways. You know what I'm saying? She can do it.
I don't agree because she fucked black dudes. So that's it for her.
That's good though.
No. I think when Adele
messed with a black guy, that ain't messing with her sales.
Yeah, but she ain't got his name tattooed on her hands and shit like that though.
I think
the difference with these female rappers that they're doing now is they're
doing bullshit.
Yeah, I'm thinking about tattoos on my hand. Let's get back in focus before this shit be 30 hours long.
Okay.
The female rappers that they're signing now have markets. Azalea Banks is going to be for the black chicks. Diddy Scott MC is going to be for the real hip hop heads.
Mm-hmm.
Iggy Azalea is Australian chick. Snow the Product is Latina. Like, they're picking out who the fuck they're signing to do this shit.
Yeah, they got a strategy. Yeah.
Yeah, they're definitely calling their shots with their shit. So I'm hoping that they do. I don't even know what they expect to be successful at this point. Like, I don't know what's a good number for a female rapper right now, because you got Nicki Minaj and you have nobody for love.
We need another ladies' night. That's what we need. We need, like, the lady rappers to come together, make a little song like that, showing that it's a united front. And I mean, you're laughing, but I'm serious. But
that's because back then it was cool for women to get along. Women don't get along now.
That's what I said, because, I mean, the industry, it's like, I mean, it's hard these days, but you can't be friends with somebody, man, that's cutting into your sales, dog. It's just like,
I'm not even talking about the industry. I'm talking about regular ass women. I don't know two women that are friends on a regular, consistent basis.
Salt Pepper not even cool no more. Yeah, man.
Exactly. Women don't get along.
It gotta be some blood between, you know, they gotta be like, this is my cousin.
We need a ladies' night to come out to show some unity.
It ain't gonna come out because it ain't happening.
Yeah.
They not friends, so why they gonna get together and do an album together?
Also,
and
then,
I think you should champion this call, Saul. Right? You need to protect all these ladies and say,
hey, put that pressure on me. I'm still a man.
Hey, the problem is, though, female rappers it's a big expense too. Like, I always talk about, every time I hear about, like, I used to read these like stories about Lil Kim taking all of Junior Mafia's budget. Missy being, you know, like, it takes a lot to dress up a girl, do her hair, do her nails, do her makeup, do her clothes. And then, now Nicki Minaj is getting a return on the investment, but you have to take a big, you know, if you want, Iggy Azalea, you'd be wearing fucking model shit. That's a lot of money you spend on that bitch.
But that's if, Azalea, I mean,
Banks got a lot of work to do.
The only reason I can't co-sign that shit is because these niggas are spending money like women. They wearing Gucci belts, Louis Vuitton purses and shit. These niggas are spending money too.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, it's sad. Now, the fashion is a big thing now. Like, Kanye really messed the game up. I blame all this on Kanye. Nobody knew what YSL. I don't even know how to pronounce it, but I know it's...
Whoa, Biggie. Biggie was wearing the motherfucking $100 shirts a pop.
Yeah.
That's okay. Now it's $3,000 handkerchiefs. I mean, come on now. I mean, Kanye.
Yeah, but that's what kicked the door down. When Biggie, nobody had was buying $100 shirts. Gucci
sweater.
But he had Versace shirts. Niggas was wearing Versace, didn't have a car. They was on the bus with Versace shirts.
I mean, it's more extreme now, man. It's like niggas, like you just said, a Gucci belt. Like, Biggie, man, you know, it's just, I mean, Biggie, you can kind of say he kind of bought that
Biggie
look.
Biggie couldn't fit a Gucci belt, rest in peace.
Yeah, he probably, nah, he
wouldn't fit no Gucci belt.
He got the two together.
Oh, man, that's a little rest in peace.
You have to, right?
You ain't have to do that, man. God,
he left it alone. It was good where it was.
He just had to say, man, he had to get two belts. Come on, man.
What's wrong with that?
All right,
I think that when I think it was Lil Kim they were talking about on that My Mic Sounds Nice, the female thing on BET, when they were talking about the women budget. I think it's just inflated. I understand women are going to cost more if you're trying to do all that extra shit, but I go see Bahamadia rock a mic and she got an afro pick in her head. if you out there spinning, Jean Grey is not a real girl chick.
And they don't sell.
All you need is a dime bag and a beat tape. You got her, man.
You gonna quit shitting on my girl?
I'm sorry, man. Shout
That's
out,
my homegirl, man. Girl, man.
I love. Listen, I love Dream Girl too, but that nigga is 100% right too. You know what I'm saying? Like, what she gonna say? Hey, no. She gonna say no? Like, I'm like, come on, really?
Hey man, fuck y'all. Dream Girl, fuck with Happy Afro for real.
Yeah. Shout out.
It's all right.
Hey, man, speaking of which, man, I know we done got all off track, but since we're going to, have we covered all the bases? You know, but.
We didn't give a shout out to Dilla and Big Pun.
Okay, shout out to Dilla, Big Pun, whoever Dilla is.
We got the Dilla article up. I don't know. I'm not as big a Dilla head as apparently everybody else in the world is. I caught him Dilla late.
I mean, my buddy from Detroit, he was schooling me on Dilla. I said, look, I'm going to go to Wikipedia, see y'all. He like, man, just go check. He did a lot of songs you wouldn't know he did. And I was just like, okay. And I mean, I'm looking at a list of songs and, you know, I was like, oh, okay, he produced some songs. Okay, girl. But I mean, it's a lot of people out there that make it seem like he's top five producer all the time. I'm like, oh, slow down.
Let me correct that. That's not what the fuck I was saying. That's what German's saying. Saying that, I caught on late, and I recognize the game. I recognize the skill. I think a lot of people are jumping on Dilla and this donut shit just because it gets some hits, because it gets some notoriety. Like they riding the coattails, and I don't think that shit is cool either. So I wish we would have got some shit up for Dilla. It would have been, you know, dope to have that shit up and show respect.
No,
but
that's coming.
It's late though.
But our take, you know,
he died on the 10th. If
it means that's when they're gonna do it. He's gonna do some for it on the 10th.
Yeah, because the 7th was his birthday. The 10th is the day he died.
The birthday is what people was kicking out. Like, that shit, niggas,
the whole month at 12:01. Yeah, the whole month. Yeah, they call February Dilla month. You know what I'm saying?
This is true.
Wow.
Yeah, it's Dilla month.
It's major, dog. And it seems like it gets bigger every year. Wow. Which is good shit. I'm not, you know, no hate on Dilla. I just wish these motherfuckers would quit riding the coattails.
Yeah.
Because, you know, a homegirl, what's her name now on Twitter? I don't even know her name, but Ababa or whatever the fuck her name is now. She was going in on that nigga DJ House Shoes because somebody tweeted DJ House Shoes. It was like Dilla, and if it went out without DJ House Shoes, Dilla wouldn't be shit. She was like, get the fuck out of here with that shit. And I was like, you know what? That's good shit. I appreciate that. Stop coattail. But, yeah. You know, rest in peace, Dilla. Rest in peace, Big Pun.
Yeah, Dilla. When I was one of my favorite songs of all time is "Stakes Is High," and that's when I guess when I kind of figured out who he was. When you know that "There I Saw Stakes Is High," and that's when I kind of '96, '95, something like that. That's when I was like, oh, you know, I just, you know, like back then you would get the CD and you would just read it, you know, to see what's going on. And I was like, who the fuck is JD? And eventually.
He was one of them niggas, though. Like, I would read the liner notes just because it was something cool to do. Mm-hmm. But some of y'all know producers, like, back to back to back to back. And mm-hmm. I'm not one of them cats.
Yeah.
I can't catalog producers by albums and years and shit like that. I'm just not one of them.
Yeah. He did a lot of remixes and shit, too. I think that's one thing through a lot of niggas. I was like, he did just a lot of remixes. He did a lot of remixes for Far Side, and, you know, and... You know what I'm saying? Keith Murray. A lot of remixes that you had to buy the CD single to hear sometimes. So, you know, hey. That's how it was back in the day.
Props to Dilla. That's something. That's somebody I'm still learning a lot about, doing a lot of research on. But, you know, props. Apparently, we owe him a lot of shit. So shout out to Dilla and you know, Big Pun, too, who was gone way too soon. One of the illest on the mic. Big Pun was a bad motherfucker.
Yeah, he doesn't get much props at all, by the way.
Because, you know, he was a Mexican, so you know how we are. We don't get the Mexicans much love. Well, Boricua, I'm becoming a Mexican.
I think that really did have a factor.
He's Puerto Rican, but okay.
I said a Boricua, man. I corrected it, man. Okay. Dang,
can I say something, though? I think I'm the only one who likes Yeah Baby more than I like Capital Punishment.
Yeah, you would be that one.
I like the Who Kid story when he talked about Jay-Z getting hit in the bottle by Pun. I mean, I like that. I told somebody that years ago.
I put it up.
Like, it ain't happening.
That's why I put it up.
I said, man, I told this man this like in 2004. I said, man, didn't Pun slap that nigga with a bottle? I was like, yo, man, you know, matter of fact, it was during that time when that We Stay High, that Jim Jones song came out. That's exactly when it was. Because Jim Jones brought it up. Your Pun slept a nigga with a bottle. And I was just like, he was like, man, that didn't happen. I was like, man, I'm telling you, man.
First of all, Wookie is a good storyteller, but I think we say it as a grain of salt. Him talking about Michael Jackson cussing and shit, I don't believe that. Or, you know, shit about...
Brett Ratner. Did you see the Brett Ratner story about Michael Jackson?
I did see that, yeah.
Yeah, so I believe it. I mean, Brett Ratner said Michael Jackson, they used to cruise around 3 o'clock in the morning with water balloons throwing them at homeless people. You know, he said they got up. And he said they went into a little convenience store, bought some balloons, went in there, filled them up with water, pulled up beside some bum, and he said Mike came up through the sunroof and just throwing water balloons.
I don't think you can't get me to not believe anything about a nigga that buys a monkey. Anything you say about Michael, I'm gonna be like, hey, it's possible. This nigga owned the monkey.
Yeah.
It's possible.
Anyway, listen, man. We over 2 hours. Might need to wrap this up. Also, too, hold up. Speaking of weekly, we are going weekly.
Going weekly, son.
Hopefully, fingers crossed, we're going weekly. Every Thursday. God willing, every Thursday.
Let's give myself a little breathing room. Thursday or Friday, we'll have a forecast up for you every week. We're trying to get some extra people on here. You know, next week, I'm going to try and holler at my girl, Tracy May.
Tracy May.
Let's see if we, you know, get some features. Now, I want to put this shit out there because I see a lot of talk in the forums about niggas trying to be on the forecast and all this shit. This is not the rec center for the community. All right? If you niggas everybody's trying to get on here for real, everybody can't be on here. And if we do... you know, allow you to be on this motherfucker. Have a headset, have a mic, have a quiet atmosphere. Don't be coming to this motherfucker with all 30 of your kids in the background, a dog barking outside of the restaurant. You know what I'm saying? Have your shit together and have Skype.
Dub my nigga, though. You know what I'm saying?
Dub is the nigga. But you did just throw that bus over his ass about four times right now.
Because he ain't sent that comment review in, man. Well, he sent it, but you know how that goes.
Yeah, what happened to it?
Hey, man, I lost the translation, man. He said,
"So let's just review the shit now. Fuck it, let's not wait on it. We'll do our first live review right now.
I can't review it now. Next week,
man. This is already 2 hours.
Do it right now.
Right?
No, you ain't got to be in depth. Just give it a score. What are your thoughts on the album, nigga? You gonna edit this shit anyway, so don't act like it's gonna be 2 hours.
Y'all said I don't have to edit anything anymore.
No, he's not editing.
Be
no more.
Easy.
It's going
be
straight.
Easy. What? It's going straight in.
Straight in.
What did you think of the comic albums?
On the 1 to 5, 3.5.
3.5.
Yeah.
All right, Jern.
You know I didn't listen to comic album, man. y'all trying to put me on the spot here, man.
Okay, so
I mean, I might listen to it before I go to bed tonight. I mean, hey, you know, I'm feeling kind of awake, so I mean, I might need to get sleepy. But you know, go ahead.
I think an honest score for me, it's about a 2.5, maybe.
God damn.
I want to give that shit a 4 because it feels like, you know, common shit, but I can't remember much of what he said on that album, and I feel like it's like too little too late. That Universal Mind Control really fucked me up. He got to do a spectacular album to get me out of that shit. That album really fucked me up. So, and I don't think this one was that much better.
Yeah, have y'all, this is a side note before we go, have y'all listened to Lana Del Rey?
Mm-hmm. No. I had the album and
was that chick with the Tyler Creator eyes?
Yeah. No. That's girl scared the shit out of me. I can't think of them. They're from Australia or something like that.
Okay, well go ahead.
I got an inbox for the album and I was gonna do the review for that shit, but
really?
Yeah, that's I was gonna weird. Do the review. And I went and looked at the video for the Saturday Night Live shit. Never mind.
I think this is hilarious. Yeah, one of the girls own Plenty of Fish asked me about the album. I was like, "Do she know I'm black?"
And then apparently it doesn't matter. That's just a hot album right now.
Yeah, she's like, "Oh,
shit was number one on the list."
Yeah.
Oh, that's the girl that was on. Okay, the music.
Yeah, she was on Saturday Night Live, and they said that it was horrible. But I don't even think that she sung horrible. I think that's just how she sings, and that's how the music goes.
She had dead eyes too. She's dead on the inside.
Actually, I mean, that's where the best music comes from, right?
Yeah.
I guess. Mary J. Blige show did get off like that.
That was her best album. I don't think she had an album that dope since then.
Yeah, I'm going to have to edit this shit down, by the way.
No, I don't edit it down.
I knew you was going to edit it down.
She's got 2 hours.
So what? We didn't have 3 hours for a cast.
No, the fuck we didn't. No, we didn't.
I'm fine with you editing it down. And, you know,
hey, man,
know
Duke won.
We laughed for a solid 4 or 5
minutes. Austin Rivers, dog. Yeah. Shout out to the Duke Blue Devils out in Durham, North Carolina. Well, excuse me, they were in Chapel Hill tonight. The look on all those 20,000 fans in Chapel Hill, they was up by 11 with like 3 minutes to go. And then Austin freaking Rivers came back, won the game, 3-point a game over. Duke wins. See y'all March 3rd, man, in Durham.
Also, the whole thing about my dating thing, that would not be on the forecast, just so you know.
Nah, man, see, that's golden, man.
That was some good shit.
I'm not going to put that shit on there.
Hey, you know, do what you do. I ain't mad at you. I know it's long, so, you know, fuck it. Let me go ahead and get that outro in.
Go ahead.
So, y'all, we had a blast. Once again, this is the Frocast. Signing off, it's your man, Saul Wright. Be easy, and King Jern, we holler at you motherfuckers next week. NappyAfro.com forever and always. Holler.
Yalla.
Young Barry White.
NappyAfro.com